This way, if you please, ma'am.
This is Freeman's Court. Where are we, Mr. Jackson?
Only in one of our public offices. Evening, friend.
And what bad woman have we got here?
Mrs. Martha Bardell, all tight and right.
I'm scared, Ma. I want to go home.
What do you mean, Mr. Jackson?
Don't be frightened, ma'am. Dodson and Fogg want their cost, that's all. But being delicate men, they was anxious to spare your feelings. This is the Fleet, ma'am.
The Fleet? Oh!
Shut up, you brat!
What a lot of row about, Mr. Roker.
My eye.
Oh, blasted, fainting women!
What's she doing here?
Prisoner, ain't she?
A prisoner? Who's the plaintiff? What's the charge?
Dodson and Fogg. Execution on cognovit for costs.
I knew it. Where's the governor? Here's a game. Hooray!
No, Packer. No, 100 times, no.
Now, let us be sensible, sir. Mrs. Bardell unwittingly signed a cognovit, which means she acknowledges liability for Dodson and Fogg's costs. She has composed a letter to you...
I will not
...in
read
which
it.
She states that by paying the costs and the price of a potted meat tea with champagne, you will be released from the claim of damages.
It's astonishing what one night in the Fleet will do.
Now, in the matter of Jingle and Trotter, your merchant friend at Liverpool has secured them positions on the sugar plantation in Demerara.
You have been mighty busy.
Oh, by the way, Mrs. Bardell has got her little child here, did you know?
A child? That is dreadful.
Beg pardon, sir. Lady to see you.
I never wish to see any female ever again.
Sound the gong, draw up the curtain, and enter the two conspirators.
My dear Mr. Pickwick, I'm so happy to see you.
My dear sir, may I receive your blessing?
Bless me, Winkle, and Miss Bella.
No longer Miss Bella, sir. Huh? May I present... Mrs. Nathaniel Winkle.
What? But how? Where? When? Where?
At Bath, a week ago.
In secret. Love took wing.
You mean your father does not know, Nathaniel?
No, sir. Will you intercede?
How can I? I am a prisoner. What are you doing, Sam?
Packing up your things, sir. Huh? And I've sent to my father to release me from my debt.
Your father put you here?
If you'll just sign here, Mr.
Never!
Pickwick.
I shall remain in the Fleet for the rest of my days.